Hello, Renee.
Hello, Andrew, and hello, Ingus Nation. You are listening to episode 37 of the CrossFit Ingus podcast. And today on the on our podcast, we are interviewing Keith and Allie Willie.
Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
How you doing?
Great. We're happy to have you guys on here. All right.
I think this is the first time we've done four. Had four
yes.
people on the podcast.
This is our first. Yes.
Well, yes. You're welcome.
Yes, Keith. our first couple.
True.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone else has been like on their own individuals. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you guys are our first.
Blazing new trails.
37.
Cross your fingers that goes well.
Maybe we'll have you back. You want to do some community shout outs?
Yes. Am I going first?
I don't remember. Okay. I think you're going first.
Yeah. Okay. So first, we want to give a shout out to Eowyn, who she just had her last class with us this past week. What was that, Thursday?
Thursday.
So good luck to you, Eowyn, and your next. What is she doing next?
She's in Washington. She went to Washington.
Okay.
So she has a long drive, but she's stopping to see family and friends along the way. So I think she's excited about that.
Cool. Well, good luck with everything.
Yeah, it was fun having her here. I'm sure Adam is going to miss having her to chase during workouts.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody was chasing her.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so my first one is I wanted to congratulate you on your big victory yesterday over Mikey V in the 20.3 showdown.
Thank you.
The social media was on point with Kristen. That was very good.
So. Yes, she did a great job. She created a YouTube channel recently. So
wait, she did?
Yep. More content to come.
Oh, legitimate? She has a YouTube channel?
Well, the video was so long, she like couldn't really put it anywhere, okay. So she put it on YouTube.
All right. Looking forward to the next episode of her vlog.
Right? But thank you. He challenged me, I accepted, and I took him down. Mm-hmm.
Literally, I saw a video of him falling over doing handstand push-ups. It was pretty entertaining.
I think I watched that on slow-mo repeat like 10 times. But it's only because he was okay afterwards, so...
All right, who you got?
So my next one is actually Kristen, and not for her ability to create videos and whatnot, but on our Goat Day, which is we've been having every Thursday, she strung together 3 chest to bar pull-ups. Prior to that, she had only done one before. She was super pumped. She was really excited. And I think that's the cool thing about having these Goat Days over these couple weeks while we're doing the open is people get a chance to kind of work on those things a little bit more that they have challenges with, and great outcome for her.
Congrats, Kristen.
Yeah. The other thing I want to kind of add on to that, I need to shout out the 9 a.m. running club because I kind of threw them under the bus and said they weren't running anymore, but in fact they are actually still running, so I have to correct myself.
What is this 9 a.m. running club?
So after the workout, they go for a run.
That's the extent of it. They go running together.
They go running together.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they did a marathon together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
on our last episode, I questioned whether it was still happening, and you were like, well, Kevin still goes.
Yeah. And then they
took offense to that.
Yeah, they were very offended by that.
Sorry, 9 a.m.
So, I have my fault.
Okay.
Who do you have next?
So, Morgan, he's a new member coming in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. So he's an adaptive athlete, has spina bifida, and so he basically has minimal use of like his lower body. And so we went through fundamentals together about a month ago. He's been coming for the past couple of weeks, and I just want to shout him out because he's like he doesn't complain about anything. He just comes in. We come up with a plan ahead of time. He's been modifying all the workouts, obviously. But he's been doing great and just like coming in consistently 2 to 3 times a week. Kind of that was the goal that we set out when he finished fundamentals, was to try and hit that consistency. And he's been doing really great. So just wanted to give him a little shout out.
That's awesome. Good job, Morgan. Keep it up. Keep coming in. All right. So my last one is Kevin and Jason. So Kevin Price and Jason Pollard, who are both firefighters, and
you happened to see them last night?
I happened to run into them because my neighbor's house was on fire. Everyone was okay. But just want to give them a shout out for what they do for the community and for people, and everyone was safe, like I said.
Sounds like you had an exciting night.
Yeah, the street was lit up, and this morning I forgot I had parked my car a street away because we couldn't get to our street, and I had to go and find it. But anyway, yeah, I give a little shout out to them for the hard work that they do.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Awesome. So my last one is you two, Keith and Ali. You guys are closing on your house on Monday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we are.
It's been a long process for you guys. I just wanted to say congrats on that. Hopefully everything goes well and you're in a new place soon.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited. We're ready. We know a lot of strong people, so it's going to be an easy move.
When is the official move?
Monday.
Monday?
Yeah. Right after we sign those papers, we're out.
All right.
That's exciting.
Very cool.
Have the U-Haul packed up Sunday night, ready to go for Monday.
Nice.
Can't wait for the house parties.
Yeah, when's the housewarming?
Halloween.
It is?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
You show up on Halloween with White Claws in hand.
You guys have to bring me candy, though. That's how you get in. I like cupcakes. My favorite.
Hey, well, let's start planning.
It starts whenever you get off work.
Do you like Chardonnay?
Walk across the street. You work right there in the main building.
It's true,
right?
Yeah.
All right, shall we get into this?
Yeah.
Cool.
So let's start with your guys' backstory. So where are you from originally? What brought you guys to Connecticut? And what do you do outside of CrossFit Ingus?
Me first or you?
No, go first. Oh. We're actually both from North Carolina, maybe an hour between the two towns that we grew up in. And what brought us up here was my job about 10 years ago, 2010. Yeah, so just short of, just shy of 10 years ago.
Okay. And you work at?
Survival Systems. Mm-hmm. I work at Survival Systems.
And Allie?
I work at LensCrafters. I'm a lab supervisor, so I basically just make, I put the prescription in blank lenses for people.
That's pretty cool.
I love eyes. That's what LensCrafters says. I help the world see.
Oh boy.
How did you guys meet?
In the club.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I was ready to go. I was like, this club is lame. I don't like this song.
Do you remember the song?
No. Oh. No, but I was ready to go.
It was probably that Apple Bottom Jeans song.
Boots with the fur.
About that time, yeah.
Yep. I looked over and I saw her standing there holding her keys, looking around. She's getting ready to blow this joint. I was having a conversation with my sister, which I won't tell you what we were talking about. But Allie inserted herself into our conversation.
Oh, so she approached you.
She approached me.
Yeah. Get it, girl.
And we were bumping and grinding
like
5 minutes
like
later
that.
On the dance floor.
I gave him the wrong phone number, though. I didn't really like him that much.
You gave him a fake number?
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
I gave him that fake number that I rolled out, like, all the time, and I didn't mean to. I actually ended up calling that number to see if he had called me.
Too many days went by.
3 days went by. I couldn't believe he didn't call me. I was like, I can't believe he didn't call me. I am cute. And I called, and it was like this really old guy, and he was like, I got a text message. I was like, oh, well, can you give me the number? And he's like, I don't know how to do that. And I was like, oh, my God. I lost my chance. So I met him in the club the next Thursday.
The next week, different club, same time, different day of the week.
That's hilarious.
Except this time she rolled up in there with a couple of guys.
Anyway, we should move on.
That's a great story. So tell us a little bit about how you guys found CrossFit, how you guys came to Ingus, and if you remember what your first workout was.
We found CrossFit through a former coach and member here, John M., who I work with over at Survival Systems. We were getting a little on the fluffy side. We'll just say that we saw some wedding pictures and were disgusted by them.
That's harsh.
And about that time, about that same time, John M. had started CrossFit with Ingus. He was doing it for a couple of months. He was like, you guys should really try this, really try this. And my personality, once I try it, that's it, I'm all in. And I was like, you know, I really don't need one more thing on my plate until I saw those wedding pictures.
And then you needed it.
Yeah. So I convinced Allie, I think, to try it.
Yeah.
Took a little bit of convincing. And do you want to talk about the first time we walked into Inga's and what we saw? You don't have to use names if you don't want to.
No,
oh, you should use names.
Yeah, okay. I think,
Okay. I think you should use names. This is what happened.
This is a safe space. It's okay.
He was like, okay, we should try CrossFit. And I was like, I don't do fitness. I'm not athletic. Like, this is going to be really hard. Like, I was always like, if I ever wanted to get fitter, I was like, well, I'll run. You know, because that's safe. There's no people. You know, I don't have to talk to anybody. But he's like, come on, just try it. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. I'm going to walk in the door. And I walked in, as usual, like, behind him, peeking over his shoulder. Look at, you know, I wanted to look at everybody before they saw me. And we come in the door. And the first thing I see is Sarah Miner with, like, it looked to me like 300 pounds lifted over her head, and she's growling and threw the weight, like throws the bar down, and it like clashes all over the bar. And I was like, oh no, 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 this is, I don't fit in here. I'm not going to do well. And like, we scurry over to the desk, and Keith talked the whole time. I don't think I said a word. I was just like, let's just get it. Is it time to leave? And we got in the car, and I was like, do I really? Really? He's like, just fundamentals. So I was like, okay. And in my head, I was like, all right, fundamentals, and I'm out. I do not have to do this anymore. But clearly,
that is
not what happened. I fell in love, and I was like, no, I want to hold 300 pounds over my head and growl and throw the weight on the floor. My turn. So, yeah.
So that's how it started.
That's pretty awesome.
So that kind of leads into the next question. Obviously, you had some initial fears about doing it.
Yes.
So how did you get over that?
Well, so clearly my biggest fear wasn't actually anything so much physical. I was afraid of not fitting in. I was afraid of not finding friends or stuff like that. So Keith has always been a huge help for me in that perspective, no matter what, whether it was Inga's or any social event. He kind of helps me realize that, you know, people are gonna like you. You just have to be you. Quit hiding behind me. Get from behind me.
Get out.
You know? So for me, it was just getting over that and having him come with me to the workouts, because we worked out together for a long time. Like, we only worked out when we could figure out how to get here at the same time. And that was a huge help. And so, and then where I thought I wouldn't fit in and I wouldn't find friends, I ended up finding my best friends. So that's been really, like, my favorite part about CrossFit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you have any fears or hesitations?
Yeah, I mean, mine weren't, like, physical or social. Mine were more logistical. Like, we've got careers, we've got hobbies, we've got family that live on the other side of the country, so we travel. So mine was like, how are we going to fit one more thing into our schedule? And then cost.
Yeah.
You know, it's no secret that CrossFit, regardless of what gym you go to, is way more expensive than a regular gym. So I was like, how are we going to fit this into our budget? But the reality is, if you don't find time for fitness and health, it's going to make time later.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured out, like Allie kind of touched on, what worked for both of our schedules. All right, we were able to figure out what worked twice a week. We did that for a little while. Then we found a third day of the week. And then before you knew it, we, you know, health and fitness thing sort of took the front seat, and everything else took the back seat. And the financial part never ended up becoming an issue, because let's be real, you spend $300 a month on every 2 weeks on dinner. Like, so you just don't eat out once or twice a week, and you could find the money for it. So it ended up working out.
Do you guys remember what your first workout was?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's like sticks out in your mind, like most memorable when you first started?
I don't remember the first like workout outside of fundamentals, but the workout that I always remember is Helen in fundamentals. Because I remember doing it and it being hard, but it being like the workout that I was like, I am going to do this workout RX one day. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get there, but I'm going to RX this workout one day. Because it kind of like, it was that workout that kind of owned me. Like, I was like, when I was done, I was like, man, I got taken down by a workout. This is going to change. We're going to change this. But that was the one that I always remember. And it's still one of my favorite ones to do whenever it comes around. I'm like, yes, yes, I'm going to do even better.
What about you, Keith?
I don't remember a workout or anything, but one of the first things, I had to have been maybe 2 months after we started, the Inga's Throwdown that happens in, what is it, February?
February, yep.
I remember that coming up, like, you know, a month or two after we first started, and everybody trying to convince us to do it, and I don't remember if you did it or not.
I did not.
You didn't, okay. Mm-mm. And I remember thinking, like, why, I'm not going to do this, like, I'm not ready to do this, but I did it anyway, and then I realized that, you know, you don't have to be in shape to participate in the events, mm-hmm. like the Open and the Inga's Throwdown, right. and Barbells for Boobs, whatever we're doing, just do it.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool that, you know, anybody can do it.
Tell us a little bit about, so, like, you guys are now, like, health and fitness is in the forefront. What did life look like before fitness and CrossFit?
Micro brews, beer, an app called Untappd, where you log different beers that you drink.
I think I even got up to like 300 different types of beers that I've tasted.
Lots of carbs.
And I didn't even like beer. And I was like, no. But.
Yeah, honestly, I would say CrossFit had the biggest impact on our nutritional decisions.
Yeah, we were overweight. We drank lots of yard parties and
mm-hmm. bar hopping. Weren't you a smoker at some
yeah.
point?
Yeah. I smoked for 10 years.
Wow.
Yep.
You quit.
As soon as I dabbled in it as a teenager, but when I was 18, that was when I went full-blown smoker because I could buy them myself. And I stopped probably just 4 or 5 months before we started CrossFit. So when I started CrossFit, on top of it, not only was I out of shape, but I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, my lungs did not work. And it took a long time for that to get better. Like, I would say at least 2 years before my lungs really started to work the way that they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really hard. That was really hard.
So you guys kind of touched on this already. You know, you've gone through this whole journey as a couple. How important to your success do you think that was?
It was everything.
The most important.
It was everything to the success. Yeah. I don't think it, I know for me, like, I don't know that I would have stuck with it long enough because I don't know if I would have lasted long enough to build the relationships that I needed outside of our relationship to stick with it. Mm-hmm. I would have, or, you know, if something got too hard, would I have gotten too sore and not had someone to go home and talk to about and mm-hmm. be like, we should still get up in the morning and go. Let's just go and let's just move.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I hurt. I don't want to go. Then it would have been 3 days off, 4 days off. And then it probably wouldn't have walked back in.
Yeah.
So I would say everything.
Yeah. I would say that the success of this is dependent upon both of you being on board. And you see a lot of that where one spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever goes and the other one doesn't. And it usually doesn't last very long. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's not all on the one that doesn't want to do it. It's the one that wants to do its job to convince it or make it easy or make it appealing to the other one. Mm-hmm. And if you can figure out how to do that, both of you enjoy it, right. you will be successful.
And actually, like, tapping back into the 9 a.m., though, too, like, so not everybody is in a relationship, right, when they come into CrossFit, or mm-hmm. there isn't a spouse or partner or whatever that wants to come, too. But if you can come in and find that gym wife or,
right.
you know, a good friend yeah. to come with, mm-hmm. that's really helpful, too. It's that same mm-hmm. partnership, just maybe in a different way. That's why I always think it's so important, and that's one of the things that I love about a lot of the members here is how friendly they are and, like, how they'll immediately talk to a new person. And, you know, because you never know who you're going to click with. Like, there are some people that, like, they're best friends for the longest time, but I've seen them, like, now all of a sudden there's three of them,
mm-hmm.
and there's four of them, mm-hmm. and they're all there's on a, each other. Like, are you coming today?
Yeah.
You know, what, you know, how was your workout today if they couldn't work out together? So, like, the bonds that are created here are really, really strong. We just happen to come in with our bond already made.
Yeah.
But, like, hopefully, I think one of the biggest successes is, like, if you come in alone, talk to people. Members, if you see a new person, talk to mm-hmm. them. Create that bond so that they stay and they feel welcome and they want to be here with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we quite often forget what it was like back then when we first started. And quite frankly, I never had the experience that you guys had because, like, I sought this out, right? Like, I wanted to do this,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I never had that initial hesitation or fear. Like, this was something that I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I don't have that same perspective that you guys do. So it's really cool to hear that, you know, from you guys starting from where you started from.
Yeah.
Cool. So outside of the gym, how do you see CrossFit benefiting you? What are things that you notice that you can take this outside of the gym and it's helped you in everyday life?
You look better in clothes and without clothes.
Hashtag truth. all right.
Just get that out there.
Make anyway, sure out. That, for me, again, I'm going to go back with like the emotional mm-hmm. and mental part of it. Like, I think part of the reason that I got the promotion that I did at work is the level of assertiveness and that I've gained from being here. Like, whether it's, and just bravery, just about that, like feeling confident, like, mm-hmm. like I feel confident approaching a barbell, but I also feel confident going into a meeting with my superiors and being like, no, I got this. I can totally handle whatever you throw at me. And I also would like more money. So yeah, I mean, for me, hands down, the physical aspect of CrossFit has been amazing, but for me, it's always been emotional and mental for me.
Yeah.
So those are my benefits that I see the most outside.
I would have to agree about the emotional part. I mean, the physical part is obvious. If you put in the work, you're going to be in better shape. You're mm-hmm. going to look better. But to touch on what Ali said about emotions, we didn't really have anything in common as far as hobbies go until we found this. So
that's cool. Yeah.
It was something we can do besides watching TV, drinking beer, and cooking. Something we can do together.
Yeah.
So on the your point about the physical benefits, I don't think a lot of people who know you guys now probably don't realize like how far you guys have come on the physical side, like because you guys have both lost a significant amount of weight in way better shape, like where, so when you guys start like what does that look like just for people who because most people who know you now know you like as both very fit individuals, but when you started that was not the case.
No.
I've always had an athletic background, so I knew a lot of the technique, not for all the movements, but just the foundational movements. So for me, it was literally a weight thing. Yeah. I was up to 220, 223, something like that.
Of heaviest, muscle?
Yeah, there was mm-hmm. it was all muscle in my ass and around my love handles. It's plenty of muscle all right there. But anyway, I was up to mid to low 220s, and I would say within like the first 6 months, I was down where I spent probably most of my life after high school in the high 100s, like 190 to 200, and I fluctuate between that now. So I lost that weight and kept it off. So I'd say that was, my job's not too physically demanding. So I didn't, I would say that the nutritional changes were the biggest impact for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it all stemmed from the physical fitness, learning what we learned in the beginning about nutrition and movement. I'm rambling now.
I came in the heaviest I had ever been, and I had always been super small, as a kid, and into high school in young 20s, like just, I could eat whatever I wanted and I was always thin. Never, and I have no athletic background. I tried sports in school. My parents paid for me to be on teams when I was a child in rec. And then I went to middle school and I tried out for everything. I just wanted to be on a team and I would never make it. I never made the team. I was terrible.
Oh, Allie.
And that was another fear of why, like, starting CrossFit. I knew. I was like, whoa, you're not going to fit in here. Like, are you going to make the team or are they going to kick you out? Like, I don't even know. So then as I got older and when I quit smoking, I really gained weight. Mm-hmm. I gained a lot of weight there.
Go ahead, drop some numbers.
And I was probably in between somewhere between 160 and 165.
Ooh.
When I first started, and I did not have very much luck as far as like the scale going down. My first year, I didn't lose a single pound. Not a single pound in the whole first year. Now, my clothes were fitting different because I was gaining muscle and stuff like that. Yeah. And Renee always had to remind me that, like, you know, the number's not that important. Like, do you feel better? Are you lifting more? Can you, you know, when pull-ups started to happen, I was like, yes. But when is that number not going to – I would love to see a 5 in front of the 6. It would be nice. But then my second year – when I think I participated in the first nutrition challenge, I really dropped weight there. And I was like, okay, so clearly I'm still eating like an asshole. That's my problem. So then we cleaned that up, and then my weight went drastically down, and I was probably in the low 130s. But then after that, I started to really gain muscle back. So now I'm back up, and I probably sit around 145, but like I'm happy with that because I'm strong.
Right.
Like, I'm like, and it's funny because, like, I was so excited about the number going down as a female. Like, we love low numbers. We're like, oh, I'm trim now. I must be attractive. you know, but, like, now with my athletic ability and how I feel, I'm like, you know, that number really doesn't matter. How do I perform?
Right.
And that's the most important thing. And that's what I always try to tell, like, female athletes when I talk to them. I'm like, that number on that scale means shit.
What did Adam?
It doesn't mean anything.
You're one up on me.
Oh boy!
What did Adam say the other morning?
Adam said to me the other day. I was talking about wanting to have abs and how I gave it up because I couldn't lift as heavy if I had abs. And he said, "Allie, people can have abs by accident. Anyone can have abs, but not everybody can have traps." And I was like, you're right.
I love that.
It was my favorite thing. I was like, I'm telling everybody that from now on.
There's a mindset shift. It goes from wanting to look at the scale to not giving
a
shit about the scale.
It doesn't matter what the scale says.
And what,
what can I do in the gym? And that's the best feeling ever.
That's awesome.
Love that.
So now you guys both start. When did you start? How long ago have you been here?
December 2015.
4 years.
Yep.
Almost 4 years.
4 years.
Yep.
So you've been here for 4 years. You guys started as athletes, made incredible progress, incredible transformations over those years. And now both of you guys are coaches. So I'm curious, like, what was the driving force behind you wanting to become a coach?
Dun, dun, dun. You go first.
I would say... In the early part of my career, I was an instructor. So I was, you know, helping people learn how to do things, just for anybody who didn't know what an instructor was. I got that out of the way.
Thank you, Keith.
As I progressed in my career, I sort of got away from that. And this was an opportunity to sort of get back into that and help people learn how to do things.
I like that.
I would say that, just to keep it simple, that, you know, an opportunity to get back in front of people and help them.
Allie?
I think for me, I'm extremely drawn to people that are like me. When they come in, those people that were not previous athletes or maybe never looked at themselves that way. Because of my backstory, like coming in and not being an athlete and coming in extremely unfit, you know, a smoker of 10 years and overweight, like, I feel like I have a unique perspective when new people come in and working with people and they're feeling like less than in any way. Like, I feel like I can be like, no, you can, because like what you see me today is a product of hard work and learning and being willing to learn from all of these people that stand in front of you every day. And I think it's so awesome that I get to be a part of that journey now. Like, it's pretty cool. That was why I wanted to be a coach. I want to be there. I want to witness the story that they have. And I get to be there when I stand in front of the class.
That's awesome.
I love that. It's so good.
I practiced.
All right. So if one of the members was to describe you, we'll start with Keith. They would say Keith is the...
So we kind of talked about this last night a little bit.
Oh, you did?
A little bit, yeah.
Why didn't you take that question?
I didn't know what it meant.
Oh.
I'm curious if what your answer to this one is. Do you have an answer
for
him?
Yes, I have. Oh, yeah, and I didn't even have to think about it.
First of all,
Keith
stop yelling.
Is... Keith is... This is my normal talking voice, Keith. Keith is the one that doesn't pay attention.
Guilty. Dance.
True.
That's not what we talked about last night, but that's pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
What were you?
Can't argue with that.
No, it's
so true.
I said.
Have you ever had him in your class?
Not very often, but I know what you're talking
now,
about.
Now, in my defense.
What is it?
I read the programming before the class, so I kind of already know what's going on. But the other 10%, I completely botch it and have to ask somebody in the middle of class.
10%?
20.
So what's your excuse at home then? There's no programming for what happens in our house.
Ma'am, it is not your turn yet. Sit down.
What were you going to say?
Keith is the cautious one.
Oh, cautious Keith.
Cautious Keith.
Okay.
Strategic Keith.
What is yours for?
That's another way to look at it.
Yeah.
And what is yours for Allie?
Wait, can you elaborate on cautious Keith a little bit? Maybe not everybody knows what that means.
Well, Keith is very cautious. Have you ever seen him do a workout before?
You're a planner. I think
you're very methodical.
In all aspects of your life, you're a planner. Like you said, strategic.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Next.
That's enough. It's a compliment. It's a compliment.
I don't want you to keep elaborating because it's going to go back down. Let's just cut it there. I like it.
Oh, I don't like this question about me.
Oh, is it my turn?
You can answer for Allie.
Oh, all right. I can go. All right.
Okay.
Allie will put hands on you. She's the coach that will touch you.
Not in an appropriate way.
Everyone's running to the 5:15 now.
I'm a very tactile coach. Like
hold on now. It's my turn.
Okay. All right. You go.
She is the tactile. If your hips aren't going in the right direction, she will put them in the right direction, which I am trying to be funny a little bit, but that's a huge benefit because most people, when they're new to CrossFit, especially if they come in the way Allie did with not a lot of movement background, it's easy for us to say, open your hips, you know, or hinge at the hips. But, you know, there's two or three people in class that might be going, I don't know what the hell that means. And they're, you know, they're back there, you know, doing a back bend. They don't understand what that means. But Allie will walk over and ask permission to touch them and show them what open their hips means.
If 5:15 is going to double.
So that's really, if you're new and nervous,
if you like your hips
really
touched,
Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15.
I would like to say that I asked Ed Pollard hey, Ed Pollard. How you doing? I asked him how he would describe me, and he said, I was the driven one.
Ooh, I
was
like that.
So flattered. He won brownie points with that. Not that he needed them, but brownie points for sure.
There's no more room for brownie points.
Driven. I was like, I like it. He was like, you don't take any mess. When you want people to do something, they are doing it. And I'm like,
short and sweet.
Thanks, man.
Oh, boy. Next.
Okay.
Move on before it gets embarrassing.
So we like to ask people, or we like to try and guess what your favorite and least favorite CrossFit movement is. You want to do Keith first?
I kind of have the same, a power clean.
As what?
As your favorite.
Favorite? Yeah. I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Allie, what's your favorite? Is it? Oh, you don't have to answer yet. I think power clean.
We can do them both at the same time.
Okay.
I kind of thought similar.
Allie, power clean.
Although Keith, I was going to say like some sort of clamshell.
Something weird.
Mobility.
That's preventative. The preventative stuff's not fun.
Crossover symmetry. Favorite movement.
Again, preventative. Not fun. But.
So power clean is definitely up there for me. But actually my favorite is the dumbbell power snatch. I love that movement.
Really?
I love it.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just something about it. I feel really strong and really confident with that movement. Mm-hmm. Also, I do with a power clean, though, too. I love a power clean. You toss a squat in there and now we have problems, but power clean all day.
Specifically power, yeah.
I would say I agree. Like, whether it's the power clean or power snatch, single arm, like barbell, I like power movements. I feel like are a strength for me, and I like to do them similar to Allie.
Least favorite? I'm saying for Allie, I'm saying double unders.
Ooh.
Do you think? Are you sure?
That's my answer.
Can we clarify something here?
Sure.
Is a double under a cardio movement or a gymnastics movement? Or both?
I mean, it's a body weight. I think you could call it a gymnastics movement.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to get that out of the way. That's what I thought too, but the other day when we had the goat day, people were...
Oh, sorry. I just thought of another favorite for Allie.
Skirt.
I got distracted in my head. Bench press.
Oh, love a bench press.
For both of you.
Yep. Yes.
Sorry.
That is a good one.
Guilty of
I have a lot of favorites. The least favorite is getting smaller and smaller. That maybe, list gets smaller and smaller.
Maybe a running.
Ooh.
All right. I'll tell you. You're going to be surprised. I dislike running and jump roping because I'm not good at it. But if I had to pick, like, I like to think of what's my least favorite movement that I can do and that I'm good at. And I don't like chest to bar. Okay. I don't like it. It's like.
Call it what you called it.
It's like
raw episode it's like, 37 it's
like the,
raw
it's like this, you know, the awkward stepchild, you know, like the pull-up's cool, you're not going to rip your hands, you can really kind of bust through those, the muscle up is awesome, but then you have the chest to bar and you're like, my hands are going to rip, I have to put in more effort,
I can't get as many as a pull-up.
It's the middle child.
Yes. It's not, I was as like, I'm not into that chest to bar.
Keith, do you have a least favorite happened?
Wait, I thought you were going to guess it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I would say for you, actually.
I mean, Keith, if I'm good at everything, Renee, you could just say it.
I'm not saying that.
Oh.
I'm not saying that. Where do you get buckled?
That's a good way to look at it. You know the answer to that.
Sit-ups.
Oh. Well, close enough. Anything.
GHDs?
Well not or sit-ups. Toast to bar.
Yeah.
I don't like toast.
No, sit-ups, dude. Like, anything you should anything see core. Yourself during the sit-up.
Like the ab mat sit-up?
Watching, what is that saying?
Grass grow?
Paint dry?
Eat all of the above. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean that in you've the improved nicest a lot, way possible.
Thank you, Allie.
You've improved a lot.
Great job. Anyway.
Moving on.
Sorry. I'm getting distracted. Do you have a favorite CrossFit moment?
Oh, I was going to let you go first.
Oh, a favorite CrossFit moment. Give me a minute. Why don't you
go? Okay, I'll go first. So one of my favorite moments, and it is about me. there was, before we moved back in the old gym, and this was probably like a year and a half ago, it was one of those rare opportunities where I got to be in the class and Renee and Kate were both there. So there was two coaches. Kathy was there and we were working on snatches.
I got one.
You better calm down.
Sorry.
Wait your turn.
Anyway, we were doing snatches and it was a movement that I had always struggled with. It was a squat snatch. And I was like, I just couldn't get the movement together. And I finally got one. It was like 85 pounds. And I just started crying. That's good. Couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, I just squat snatched 85 pounds. Meanwhile, everybody else is like squat snatching like 115 pounds. It was a class full of ladies. I was like, and Kate and Renee are like, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, I did it. And it was like my favorite.
I forgot that this happened. Yeah.
It was my favorite moment because I was so proud that I cried. I was so proud. Like, it wasn't like I cried because I didn't get it. I was like, I'm crying because I'm so happy right now. Like, I can't believe. And I can squat snatch more than that now. But I don't cry every time. But that 85 pounds meant everything to me. Everything. You go.
I love that.
Your turn.
Well, all right, I'll do something.
Try to trump me. Go ahead.
I'm going to do something different, being that you hit the personal in the gym thing. I'm going to do something outside the gym, but still involves the CrossFit community. We went to NASCAR for guys' night.
Yep.
And that was a ton of fun. There's a local place, a local business that opened up where you get to drive go-karts and drink. Not in that order. Anyway, so all the guys...
You drink after you drive.
Exactly.
And then you drive home.
Exactly. It's NASCAR while you're there, and then NASCAR on the way home. But it was fun. There was like probably, I don't know, was there 20, probably, 25, yeah. 30 of us
yeah. that wow. went?
And it was a blast. Especially since, you know, there's people that move through with the military, so... usually we could time it where once somebody's getting ready to leave and it's sort of like one last big hurrah, group outing. Yeah. So I would say that's so one of the most memorable.
I was there for this. There was someone who stuck out to me as being the worst driver. Do you have an idea?
Please tell me it's him.
No. No.
I don't
know. You don't remember?
No.
Can you guys guess who you think it might be? Actually, you don't even know who was there.
Okay. Yeah.
So this, from what I remember during the race, like that, there was a point where like I came around a corner and there was someone in front like holding everyone up, and there was like a group of like 10 cars behind him because he was just the slowest driver by far. It was Adam.
Oh, yes. Now that you mention that.
Oh my gosh, that is funny. So like there was like a line behind him, like he was like the pacer car.
He was holding everyone up.
Are you serious?
Adam got a second shout out.
Adam, what happened to red line and rest? Like,
apparently not while in driving.
Safety first. Safety first.
Very cautious driver. He was taking a page out of Keith's book.
I thought you were about to get me for a second when you said slow. I was like, this dude.
No. Okay, last question. For someone who is thinking about starting CrossFit, what advice would you give to them? What would you say to them?
If you're scared, or if you are nervous, if you're sore, if you don't know what the movement is and you're nervous about that, like, are you going to look silly? Did you watch a YouTube video on the movements for 7 hours the previous day? Like, no matter what hesitations you have, put one foot in front of the other and walk yourself through the door. That is the best thing that you can do. Even if it's like the worst day possible, you're like, I don't know what a snatch is. Walk in. That's what the coaches are here for. That's what the more longtime athletes are here for. We are going to help you. Just put one foot in front of the other. It's going to be the best decision you make every day.
You gave me chills. I got all the feels.
even now on days when I am not feeling it, I'm like, I just don't want to work out today. I don't know if I'm like emotionally prepared to be around a lot of people. When I walk through the door, it all changes. I'm like, no, I do want to work out. I do want to talk to people and stuff like that. Even if that doesn't change at the end, I still worked out. Like, I'm like, okay, I worked out.
You still did something positive.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be the best. It's the best.
Keith, can you top that?
Yes.
I don't know if I could go as long as she did without rambling, but I'll try to top it anyway. Actually, my answer is probably a little bit similar to hers about just keep going and keep showing up. But we talked a lot about couples, obviously, because that's what our strength is. But I have something to say for the person who just finished fundamentals and they don't know anybody. They don't have a spouse or a friend, or like Allie said earlier, they haven't created a bond with anybody yet. Sort of like Allie mentioned earlier, you're going through pain with people here. And over time, going through pain next to somebody, like getting in better shape, you're naturally going to create a bond with that person. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming into CrossFit, don't think that you're going to walk in the door and automatically bond with somebody. You have to keep plugging away at it. And don't be, you know, and it's not specific to any one CrossFit gym, but you hear people say, CrossFit gyms are clicky. It's not that they're clicky. It's that those people have created bonds working together, and you have to go through some pain with them before you become a part of that bond. So keep plugging away at it. Keep showing up, like Allie said, and you will become a part of that pack.
Yeah.
Awesome. I got all the feels from that one, too.
And it's one more thing to add. I'm going to put this out to our community as well. It is up to us to speak to those new people and include them. And it's not even so much just new people. If you have a specific class time and you have someone from the 3:30 show up at 5:30 or 5:15 in the morning, talk to them, greet them. Don't make them feel like they're not in their class time. Like, right. It's up to us as a community to make people feel included and keep them here. So it's just as much on us as it is the new person. Mm-hmm. So it's a teamwork thing. New people, talk to somebody, people who have been here, talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it'll make a difference.
Right.
It makes
absolutely
a difference
to that person. 100%.
Yeah. Love it. This has been a lot of fun, guys.
This was so fun. This was great. We should have you guys back.
You can definitely come back.
Okay.
There'll be a part two. That was a lot of fun. We'll give you some space. But.
I want to make a request, though. Can we do it on a Friday evening?
Yes.
With White Claw?
With alcohol.
Okay. Deal.
Done.
Deal.
Then I'll do it, but only if we can
I'll bring snacks for afterwards.
All right.
We can't be eating while we're talking. Yeah. We can be drinking.
Sounds good.
We'll have one right before and the rest of the six-pack during.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Let us know
when. It's a date.
All of us, not just the interviewees.
Who's all of us?
Uh-huh.
All four of us.
Oh, yeah.
Not
just me and Allie.
Yeah.
I want in, too.
All right.
Oh, okay. Oh, everybody gets a drink. I get it. I got it.
Guys, the good news is we did it. Everybody's got a little buzz. We talked about some fun stuff. The bad news is Andrew forgot to press record.
Stay tuned for that episode.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, everyone. We will be back in a few weeks for another episode of the CrossFit Angus podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.